Greetings, you're with Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you your daily financial services news wrap on Thursday, October 16th, 2025. You can find more details on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Today, we're focused on the major happenings in the Australian economy and some substantial calls to action. Delving into the national front, Australia surpassed economic expectations in the June quarter of 2025. Figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics reveal a 0.6% rise in GDP, which equates to a 1.8% increase year on year. This can be attributed to a significant surge in household consumption and a recovery in spending and investment. Belinda Allen of Commonwealth Bank predicts further growth, eyeing a 2% expansion by the end of the year. Despite this, she warns that potential cash rate reductions hinge on labor market conditions. While the shadows of productivity issues and private investment challenges loom, Treasurer Jim Chalmers insists on collective efforts to enhance productivity. Amidst this growth narrative, we've also been cautioned by the International Monetary Fund about potential risks of inflation stagnation. A robust job market and an increasing public sector demand present some concerning signs. The IMF warns that if inflation persists outside the Reserve Bank of Australia's target range of 2 to 3%, Australians might be subject to higher interest rates for a longer period. So for Australians, financial awareness is becoming ever more crucial in this dynamic and changing economic environment. Moving to the workforce front, the Australian Financial Review's recent CEO poll sparked a call to overhaul the skilled migration program. Top CEOs unanimously state the importance of reforms to attract and retain the industry's much-needed talent. These industry leaders stress that modernizing migration policies and investing in workforce training will propel economic growth and productivity. Not only is this crucial for fostering innovation and competitiveness, but also ignoring this may result in Australia lagging on a global scale. Let's touch on some transport industry news. The latest report by the National Truck Accident Research Center flags human error as the leading cause of significant truck crashes in Australia. Nearly one-third of all human-related truck incidents are due to inattention and distraction, with an incident rate of 69.9 per 10,000 heavy vehicles. I hope we can agree that proactive measures, including driver training and regular safety workshops, go a long way in enhancing industry safety and operations. That's all the financial services wrap for today. And remember, understanding these nuances in our business environment is key to making informed decisions. Once again, this is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. Till next time, stay informed, stay ahead.